Welcome to the deep dive. So if you're working in-house legal, you probably know the scene all too well, right? The random email asking for a super complex contract review like yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Or the Slack message pinging away about some urgent compliance thing.
Exactly. Or my personal favorite, the note scribbled on a napkin that somehow turns into, you know, a critical legal matter. It's chaos.
It really is.
So today we're diving into some great source material that really tries to tackle this head on. Our mission really is to look at how you structure that whole intake process for managing legal matters. We want to explore why ditching that scattered approach is so vital, and then compare some of the best tools out there. We'll cover everything from stuff you might already have right up to the big comprehensive platforms.
And that unstructured intake, it's probably the single biggest resource drain for a lot of legal departments today. The research we looked at, it really hammers this home. You get unclear requests, incomplete information.
Which means endless back and forth chasing details.
Precisely. And prioritization. It just goes out the window. It becomes totally ad hoc. You end up just, you know, fighting fires, reacting to whoever's making the most noise instead of actually managing risks strategically.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the core idea, the real win here, is standardization, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A structured process forces everyone to provide the key info up front. Like those 5, maybe 10 pieces of data you absolutely need to even start, just doing that dramatically cuts down the admin burden, the wasted time. Okay, so we all agree, structure is good, but let's be real, not every team has a huge budget or, you know, the IT bandwidth for some massive new software rollout. Where did the sources say you can get some quick wins?
Well, they point pretty directly to a baseline solution, Microsoft Forms. Think of it as the entry-level ticket.
Right, because lots of places already have Microsoft 365.
Exactly. The big pro here is it's probably already included in your subscription. So zero extra software costs just to start gathering that basic intake data.
Okay, but hold on. If Forms is pretty basic, how much time are you really saving? Aren't you just going to spend time later fixing the data because the form was too simple to capture what you actually needed?
That's a fair point, a potential friction point.
Yeah.
But you almost have to see it as like step one in building that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources do note, if your company's already deep into the Microsoft ecosystem, Forms integrates pretty smoothly.
With things like Power Automate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can use Power Automate, that's Microsoft's tool for connecting its different apps, to automate some really simple workflows.
Mm.
You know, maybe the form submission creates an item in a SharePoint list or sends an automatic email notification. Basic stuff, but it happens without needing IT to approve or install anything new.
So it's a definite quick win, easy entry. But what's the ceiling? How far can it actually take you?
The ceiling's pretty low, honestly. The functionality is basic. It just doesn't have that deep customization you often need for really specific legal intake.
Like if you need the form to change depending on the type of request.
Right. If you needed to ask different questions for, say, an NDA versus a litigation hold request,
mm-hmm.
MS Forms just, it can't really do that complex conditional logic. It's good for basic data gathering, but not for sophisticated routing or prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
And that limitation, that ceiling, it kind of leads us perfectly into the next level up, Cognito Forms. This is where, according to the sources, you start getting real versatility, often at what they describe as a pretty minimal extra cost.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting, right? Because Cognito Forms apparently handles those more complex scenarios that MS Forms just trips over. The sources suggest its features can actually rival some legal-specific tools that might cost, what, 5 times more? The key seems to be in its advanced capabilities.
Definitely.
We're talking specifically about things like conditional logic and calculated fields. That conditional logic piece is huge for legal teams. It means the form literally changes as the user fills it out. So if they select, I need a new contract, maybe fields pop up asking about value, governing law, counterparty. But if they select, I need a trademark cleared, those contract fields vanish and boom, fields relevant to IP appear instead. It guides the business user, keeps it quick for them, but ensures you get all the critical data.
And collecting that complete data then feeds right into its integration power. Cognito Forms plays nice not just with Microsoft Power Automate, but also with Zapier.
Ah, Zapier, the universal translator for web apps.
Pretty much. Think of it like digital glue connecting almost anything. And that connectivity, that's how you build genuinely automated end-to-end workflows.
Okay, paint me a picture. What does that look like in practice?
Well, imagine the business user submits the intake form. That single action could automatically trigger, say, creating the first draft of the required document from a template.
Okay.
Storing that draft in the right SharePoint folder, maybe routing it to the right lawyer or a paralegal for initial review, and potentially even sending it out for digital signature using something like DocuSign.
Wow. Okay, all without a lawyer manually copying files or composing emails.
Exactly. That's the potential leap in efficiency.
And there's a procurement angle here too, right? The sources had a neat tip about getting budget approval.
Yeah, that was smart. Instead of pitching Cognito Forms just as a legal tool, pitch it as something the whole organization can use. If HR can use it for employee onboarding forms or finance for expense requests or marketing for campaign briefs, suddenly it looks way more attractive to IT and procurement. They're funding a company-wide efficiency tool, not just a niche legal thing. Plus, it's got strong security, gets regular updates. It makes the business case much easier.
All right, so Cognito Forms offers a lot of customizable power for relatively low cost. But what if your workflows are super complex, really unique to your legal team? Where do you go then? The sources mentioned Checkbox.
Right, Checkbox comes into play when you're dealing with really robust, complex workflow and maybe document automation needs. It's for teams whose processes are, let's say, highly nuanced. Maybe they have very specific compliance gates or approval chains that a more general form builder just can't easily replicate.
So it lets you build truly bespoke workflows.
Exactly. Highly customized forms, workflows that mirror your exact internal procedures, and it integrates with other systems to pull in necessary data, maybe from finance or HR systems.
Okay, but there's always a catch. What's the trade-off?
Cost and complexity, usually. The sources are clear. Checkbox is likely going to mean higher implementation costs, more effort in setup, and ongoing maintenance compared to something like Cognito Forms. So legal teams really need to do that ROI calculation carefully. Do you truly have the scale and the unique complexity to justify that kind of investment?
Makes sense. And if Checkbox represents high-end customization for part of the process, what about the teams ready to transform everything? We're talking the all-in-one approach, right? The full matter management platform.
Yes, platforms like Zakia, Lavvu, Lawcadia, those types of solutions.
And these aren't just about intake anymore.
Not at all. These are designed for legal teams planning a much bigger overhaul. They want to manage the entire life cycle of a matter in one place.
So from that very first request that comes in,
all the way through task management, document storage, collaboration, time tracking, budget management, even knowledge management, after the matter closes, it's end to end.
Okay, so the big benefit there isn't just workflow automation, it's something bigger.
It's strategic visibility. That's the core difference. Mm-hmm. By having everything, intake, matters, documents, spend centralized in one system, you dramatically improve collaboration, sure, but more importantly, you get real-time visibility into everything the legal team is working on.
And that visibility feeds into analytics, which the sources really emphasize. We're moving beyond just counting contracts here.
Oh, absolutely. And integrated platforms reporting isn't just, we did 50 NDAs this quarter. It's more like, hey, 80% of our contract requests are coming from the sales team. And looking deeper, 30% of those are consistently delayed by 3 days because the initial scope from sales is incomplete.
Ah, okay. So you get actionable insights.
Exactly. That kind of insight lets you move from just managing tasks reactively to proactively identifying and fixing systemic issues in how the business interacts with legal. That's a strategic shift. So, okay, we've covered the spectrum. You've got the basic M365 tools, the versatile mid-tier like Cognito, the specialized high-end like Checkbox, and the full platforms. Let's say you've picked one. What comes next? How do you make sure it actually works and people use it?
Right. Choosing the tool is only half the battle. The sources laid out 7 really practical implementation tips, especially helpful for smaller in-house teams. We should probably walk through these, like step by step.
Good idea. It's easy to get bogged down in features and forget the rollout.
Okay, so roadmap point number 1. Start simple. Don't try to boil the ocean. Test the waters first, maybe with MS Forms or Cognito Forms. Prove the concept. Gather some internal data showing it works before you go asking for that big 5- or 6-figure platform investment.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And it ties right into tip number 2. Consider change management. This is crucial.
Yeah.
So often, teams just flip a switch on some massive new system and expect everyone legal and the business users to just adopt it overnight. It rarely works.
So start smaller.
The sources strongly advise that. Maybe tackle just one specific process first. Like only use the new tool for M&A intake or just for litigation holds initially. Don't overwhelm people with too much change all at once. Gradual adoption is key.
Okay, then we get into the tech itself. Tip 3, customize wisely. The point here is Don't just buy software and then force your team to change its perfectly good process just to fit the tool.
Right. The tool should adapt to your essential needs, not the other way around. That's vital for long-term buy-in.
And flowing from that, number four, integrate with existing tools. If your company lives in Microsoft 365, leverage that. Connect your intake tool to SharePoint, Teams, Outlook, wherever your team already works.
Yeah, that minimizes the learning curve, makes training easier, and you get more value from the tech you're already paying for.
But the real make or break point often comes down to the users, right? Which brings us to tip five, focus on user experience.
Oh, absolutely critical. If that intake form is clunky, confusing, too long, or asks irrelevant questions, your business users will find ways around it. They'll go back to just emailing you.
Defeating the whole purpose.
Exactly. You have to get feedback from the people filling out the form. Ask them, is it easy? Is it fast? What's annoying about it? And then actually use that feedback to tweak the form. Bad UX kills automation projects faster than anything.
Okay. Solid advice. And the last two tips seem more about the people and the ongoing strategy. Number six is provide training and support.
Right, but not just handing them a manual.
No, the sources emphasize showing the team and the business users how this new process helps them get what they need faster or with less friction. It's not just about making legal's life easier. You have to sell the benefits to them. Show them the speed, the clarity, the reduced back and forth.
Makes sense. Focus on their outcomes. And the final one, number seven, monitor and iterate. This isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Definitely not.
You need to keep an eye on how well it's working. Are you getting the data you need? Are users actually adopting it? Gather feedback regularly, track metrics if you can, and be prepared to make adjustments. The business changes, legal needs change, your intake system has to evolve too. #tech #outro.
So, okay, let's try and pull this all together. We've effectively mapped out a path from chaos to structure for legal intake. We've seen that whole spectrum of tools.
Right, starting with that basic discipline you can get from M365 tools like forms.
Moving up to the really versatile, feature-rich options like Cognito forms that give you a lot of bang for your buck.
And then on to the higher cost, more specialized tools like Checkbox or the really comprehensive integrated platforms for that full strategic overhaul.
And the key takeaway, it seems, is really about alignment. You've got to match the tool's complexity and cost with where your organization actually is, its readiness for change, and critically, the budget you have available.
Don't buy the Ferrari if right now you just need a solid bicycle to get started on the journey. But the point is, successfully implementing any of these structured solutions, even the simple ones, fundamentally improves how matters are managed. It boosts efficiency, reduces that admin drag, and ultimately frees up the legal team to be more strategic. The sources kept circling back to this idea of doing more with less by using smarter tools. Leveraging what you might already own, like M365, maybe even looking at AI down the line, it's about working smarter.
And, you know, the choice of intake system, it feels like it does more than just manage workflow. It seems like it fundamentally shapes how the rest of the business perceives the legal team's efficiency and value.
That's a great point.
So here's the final thought for you to chew on. Thinking about those powerful features we discussed, like conditional logic or that Zapier integration, what's one common, maybe slightly annoying, request your team gets all the time? An NDA, maybe, or a marketing review, a simple compliance question. Could you automate just that one thing right now using maybe a tool with a minimal extra cost to instantly prove the value of structured intake and justify taking that first step? That's the strategic question to consider until our next deep dive.